you were talking about Moth one.
Moth?
Yeah. That's a good bad one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a lightning bug. You got that?
Yeah, there's pretty plenty of lightning bugs around here some nights. Some nights they show up before the soiling to do others.
Then you got things that get on your arm, those.
Oh man, them things are mosquitoes, they'll tear you up.
Yeah. Have you got a kind of a long, thin-bodied insect with big goggle eyes that eats mosquitoes? It's got wings, you know, transparent wings.
Them devil horses?
Devil's horses? Yeah. What are those?
Well, they're kind of what you described. A little long, inky. Some of them call them a prayer. I don't know what to do.
Praying mantis.
Huh?
Praying mantis.
Yeah, yeah, there you are.
Yeah, well, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about a type thing that flies.
Oh, mosquito hawk?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got those too?
Yeah. But I haven't noticed any of them things, I guess, around here, and I just haven't paid any attention to them lately.
What kind of things do you have that fly and that sting you? One maybe that builds big paper nests about the size of a football.
Wasp.
You got them?
Yes.
What types of them do you have?
Well, just an old big red wasp, and they call another and a smaller wasp. Got a little stripes kind of on them, call it a guinea wasp.
I see. Have you got a kind of a wasp that builds its nest in maybe in little mud nests?
Yeah, little dirt daubers.
Dirt daubers?
And have a hornet. Build their nest on a limb.
I see. Hornets in there, yeah.
And it comes off, it's pretty good size, and taper down it. And they usually have a hole right at the bottom of that taper go up in there.
Yeah.
Now them things will run you 100 yards and get stingy.
They got different types of them? You got any different types of them, or just?
No, I don't know whether they have any different types of them or not. Or they're all the same.
Hey, you got a kind that builds their nests in the ground?
Yeah.
And they swarm all over you?
Yeah, them old bummer bees, we call them, and then yeller jackets.
I see.
Year, day or two ago, my grandson, he stirred up a bummer bee nest with a bush hog. And he surrounded the place, just left a big bunch of grass out there about 6 feet wide and about 12 feet long, I reckon. And they kind of settled back, and I got on the tractor and took off. I made a swipe down the other side from where the nest was at and went on through and turned. And there just wasn't cutting up nothing. I just stuck out and went right through them. I cut that grass from around them on them and they didn't get a sting. But maybe the next time it does, it stings me.
Yeah. Now some small insects that burrow into your skin and leave little red welts, those are what? Cause severe itching, you know.
Oh, them red bug chiggers.
Okay. Have you got something that hops through the grass in the summertime?
No grasshopper, yeah, we got lots of them things.
Okay.
Well, I have a bunch of white birds here that would follow the cows around.
Yes, sir.
Cows walking grazing, you know, and them grasshoppers, crickets jump, anything is white bird there to grab it.
Yeah.
And they catch lots of them still, there's lots here.
Did you see that thing on TV the other day about spiders?